Among this land, I trouble no one. My desire is to make no problem with no one. None interference, none political. No matter what you do, I see. I'm blind and ear deaf. Lyrics from humble Africa. By culture, speak to the masses. As such, diversity of cultures, religions, languages, and traditions should not be addressed as a barrier to development. Rather, the continent should take advantage and build on this rich diversity in its quest to prosperity and change of attitudes of its people towards issues related to economic growth, social development, and relation with the environment. What matters most is the ability to use Africa's legacy of cultural resources to trigger the development and economic transformation of the continent in order to realize the vision of the Africa we want by 2063. But as of now, culture in Kenya may be a thing of past. If measures are not put in place to revive culture following the imitation of foreign lifestyles, culture and traditional practices in Kenya has cost lives of many old and middle-aged men and women in some regions for being accused of practicing witchcraft or black magic. The coastal region of Kenya, in particular, has been flagged as among the areas where men and women with grey hair risk being lynched for being old. Cases of old and middle-aged women being attacked and slashed by relatives, allegedly for practicing witchcraft, are not new. On the outside, it might seem true, but there is a deep-rooted reason for the attacks: land inheritance. Young men attacking their parents in order for them to inherit land from their old parents. Hadija Chaingala, nominated member of Kwale County Assembly, born and raised in arid area of Kinango, coastal region of Kenya, under cultural and traditional laws, narrates how culture used to be a useful tool of peace and respect among girls and women.
Na mimi kama mwanamke wa Kiduruma.
As a Duruma woman, I have great faith in our traditions because in the past, even before modern lifestyle came, our children used to keep their honor. On the contrary to now, where you will find that many marriages are not permanent, there is no parental consent that has come out. So, it clearly shows that as days go by and society continues to embrace cultures that are not ours, like Africans, like Kenyans, and like Mijikenda, then there has been more impact for our children to have no moral values.
Watoto wetu wameharibika.
Ms. Adija explains how women and girls maintained their dignity without much wealth.
Zamani.
In the past, we as community of Duruma people, we did not have much property. We were dependent on land. It enabled us as a community to keep our dignity and educate our children without relying on these modern systems that have come. For example, issues of bursary. And the children were quiet in their fathers' houses. She terms the prolonged drought in Kenya that has highly affected women and girls as a result of curse due to defiling of cultural laws.
Ukiangalia hii hali ya ukame ambayo imekithiri.
If you look at this drought situation, which is extreme, we have cleared the forests. We don't respect the elders. The elders have been killed, accused of being witchcrafts, and there is no proof to show that this person is a witch. Women who are 90 years old can't even walk, can't stop urinating. If they smell urine, they are told that it's the witchcraft things they put in the house that gives the bad smell.
Akitoa harufu ya mikojo, anaambiwa ni vitu ameweka ndani ya nyumba ndio vinatoa harufu.
The woman leader called upon the society to revive sacred places for elders to conduct rituals in case of any disaster.
Tuhakikishe kwamba tunarudisha kaya zetu.
Let's make sure that we maintain our forests, we protect our forests, we give our elders chance to use. When there is drought, the elders go to the forest, they pray to God for rains to come. And after a month or 3 weeks, the rain starts. But because we disrespect our culture, we have cut down the forests, we have where elders could go and pray when there is an outbreak of a certain disease. If a child suffers from that disease, he comes out well. But as for now, we no longer have a place to go to humble ourselves.
Na mahali pa kwenda tena kuzungumza mambo yetu.
She's now calling upon the government of Kenya, organization and media houses to give room for women to amplify their voices on matters affecting their lives.
Serikali.
The government, organizations and the media, if they would like to bring national unity, if they would like to bring our culture together, improve the education of female children, to ensure that our economy thrives, women must be given priority because are always people who do not have limits. A Kenya woman, an African woman, has no limits in matters of self-discipline. A woman find it better to go long way, to crush pebbles and sell them in buckets to make sure that her family has food.
Yake inapata chakula.
Zuleha Hassan, immediate former woman representative, encourages women to take part in cultural activities and make themselves comfortable from different tribes and continue with dialogues on matters affecting them.
And you know, a woman is the person who stays with the children, you know, from 0 to 7 years. And those are the years where they're impressionable. So if we have women working together, long cultures, they'll be able to pass that kind of thinking to their children, that it's good to work together. Especially with Kenya coming from the recent elections, unfortunately, there were some politicians who used tribe and ethnicity or clanism as a reason to get into power. And usually those, you'll find those issues are not usually spoken about in between elections. But when elections come close, there are a few bad elements that, you know, try and put a wedge between people, saying that this one doesn't deserve to be voted in because his mother or her mother comes from this other part, and so on and so forth. With having these discussions, first of all, you bring women out and they discuss things that they do every day, like cooking, how they do their culture, how they rear their children, how they treat the sick. And in having such discussions, you start including women to discuss things they're comfortable with. You bring them into areas where they can start also. You can raise issues that they maybe don't speak a lot about.
Mrs. Zuleha is optimistic of culture to be a tool to end gender-based violence if women and girls will be empowered.
And usually you'll find there's more gender violence in places where women, especially, and we know most of the cases of gender violence are against women, a far bigger percentage than men. And so you'll find that there'll be less gender violence cases if women are more empowered, if our girls get more education, you know, if there are like job opportunities, so if there are opportunities to improve their businesses. So, you know, it's been found that if women are more knowledgeable about their rights also, what the law says, you know, where to go in case of such issues, you'll find that there'll be less and less gender violence.
On her side, Judy Kimamo, Director for Search for Common Grounds, challenged Kenyan government to consciously activate women peace-building space.
If you look at the county security committees, hardly will you find a woman. In places like Kwale, now we have a deputy county commissioner who's a woman. So you'll find women coming in those positions. But when you look generally at the landscape, it will usually be men. So what does that mean? That the unique needs, the unique security interests that women would want to have also considered do not come to the center of the table. So in programming, one of the things that is important is that when you're providing resources and designing projects, that you have activities that target youth And therein you make sure that the activities that you have set aside for young women.
Miss Judy states a good example of women in FASA, how they used their knowledge and end in security.
We've seen FASA. FASA is a place where we had seen policemen being killed, chiefs being killed, and people disappearing because people were targeting the state. And the state would come back with force. And you'd find that what they were working to extract the criminal elements in a manner that was not engaging the women. So when the women sat with the security actors, subsequent meetings helped the security understand where the threats are coming from and how the threats are being facilitated into the community. And for the last 3 or so years, there's been no beheading and there's been no killing of any security personnel in FASA because the women brought in their unique knowledge into that space. So in terms of working with women in peace and security, we should not assume.
She called upon the National Police Service of Kenya to ensure women are involved in security committee in conflict areas like Rift Valley.
But who are dying? It is sons who are dying. It is fathers who are dying. It is husbands who are dying. It is brothers who are dying. So as much as they want to say that this ni mambo ya bunduki na disarming and it is about criminal activities, bring the women in. Because they have some knowledge about who their brothers are, what their brothers are doing, who are their husbands, what are their husbands doing. And they can help keep that community safe. And they can also help in the disarmament process if their value is considered. So many times you'll find that when it is rapid response, women want to be kept aside. I think women have got a role to play, and I think we women have a place within that same environment.
A community member, Janet Shume, termed cultural oblivion as a source of women and girls being at risk.
So we no longer have those family gatherings where the girls are always very close to their mothers or their grandmothers. They are taught the don'ts and don'ts, or sons with their fathers and their grandfathers, where these kids are taught maybe the effects of early sex, the effects of early marriages. Like the kids are just left to build themselves. Take or adapt the characters or the behaviors of the other kids, which negatively affect the morals.
Ms. Shume called upon the county and national government of Kenya to come up with community-based program to secure women and girls.
So I think the national government and the county government have a role to play in trying to mitigate all these effects of GBV or the rise of cases of GBV. One, they are supposed to come up with programs that are community-based to support our peers, teach these kids the do's and don'ts of negative culture. Also, they can come up with mentorship programs for girls and boys. Maybe they're not taught at home about a positive culture that can really be a mitigation measure to gender-based violence.
Zulfa Shauri echoed Ms. Shume, saying, change of lifestyles has really endangered lives of girls and women, calling upon the government to introduce cultural programs into schools.
You can see most of the youths in the society misbehave in social media. They do all kinds of illicit practices, drug abuses of all kinds and all sorts of manners. This is because of not having moral teachings from our elders. I can remember back then, we used to go to our grandmothers for our holidays, and we used to get a lot of teachings. Nowadays, when people even go to visit their old grandmothers, they just go there and take pictures and selfies and lack moral teachings. I'd like to urge the government to teach cultural practices and heritages in our schools so that our children can have moral upbringing.
Lucy Ndemo, a government officer, called upon women to revisit African culture in order to be able to control the behavior of boys and girls.
We are happy to realize that we have women we can celebrate. We have Kinameka Tilili, women who have achieved a lot. And as we celebrate that culture, we are saying that we also need our girls to be empowered. We also need our girls to be respected, to be given an opportunity. The same way that in those generations, even the men of those days respected the leadership of women like Meka Tilili and gave her an opportunity.
The officer urged locals to end tribal differences and embrace peace.
It is time that we embrace one another. It is time that we forget those tribal differences and build a society that is more united. Those tribal differences will not add value. And we are saying women are very key in this. Because when we tell our children as they go to school that the Digo, the Kamba, the Duruma, we are all one, our children, we are also going to adopt to this, and we are going to be able to have a society that can build, that can have projects together. We need more unity.
On his side, Human Rights Agenda Director Yusuf Lule challenged Kenyan government to ensure laws are enforced to end gender-based violence and have a safe space for women and girls.
As a country, we have very, very good laws in place. We have the prevention of domestic violence, which includes all these issues.